This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The shooter in last year's shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs will spend the rest of their life in prison with no possibility of parole. 23-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich pleaded guilty to 5 counts of murder and 46 counts of attempted murder. They pleaded no contest to bias-motivated crimes. The murder charges stem from the deaths of Raymond Green Vance, Daniel Aston, Ashley Paw, Derek Rump, and Kelly Loving. The shooter confirmed to the judge during today's arraignment that they are non-binary and use they-them pronouns. James Crown, managing partner at Aspen Skiing Company, died in a vehicle crash on Sunday. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The single vehicle accident happened at the Aspen Motorsports Park in Woody Creek. Crown hit an impact barrier and an investigation is ongoing, according to Pitkin County authorities. Crown, who had just turned 70, was from Chicago and lived part-time in Aspen, where the businessman was a high-profile fixture of the social scene. At the time of his death, Crown was chairman emeritus of the board of the Aspen Institute. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A new exhibition at the Museum of Contemporary Art Denver features the work of Boulder-based Anna Sulacris, who deconstructs indigenous jokes and stories. The exhibit includes abstract drawings, video, sculpture, and photography. It is on view through September 10th, and MCA is hosting an in-gallery talk with the artist on Tuesday. This is CPR News and KRCC. Stay with us throughout the afternoon as we share words from the survivors of the Club Q shooting, provide analysis, and more. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air, and when the show begins, we'll hear from award-winning playwright Jeremy O'Harris about producing the play The Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window.